Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Early February is an excellent time to prune repeat flowering roses. And now is the time to get this done if you haven't pruned them already. Repeat flowering roses are those that bloom heavily in the spring and early summer, then intermittently through the summer, and then they bloom heavily again in October all the way into early to mid-December. Now, roses are pruned for a variety of reasons. One of the reasons is to stimulate vigorous new growth. When you cut a rose back, it causes that rose bush to send up a lot of nice new growth, and that vigorous new growth sets a lot of flower buds, so cutting back roses can actually help improve their flowering. We also typically cut back roses to improve their size, either to keep them smaller or more narrow, and to make them fit into the situation where we have them planted. So if you need to control the size on your rose bush, pruning them back now is a great way to do that. This is also a good time to create a more shapely bush. Sometimes roses send out long, wild shoots, or they get misshapen or lopsided. When you do your pruning, you can even things out and create a more shapely bush. Finally, while you're pruning, look carefully for anything that's dead. Rose canes will die on occasion, and they accumulate in the bush. It's a good idea to remove these when you're doing your pruning as well. Use bypass hand pruners when you do this pruning, and I strongly recommend that you wear leather gloves. Some roses don't have a lot of thorns, and some roses are covered with thorns, and they're going to catch you no matter how careful you are. So leather gloves help considerably in protecting your hands, and if you can get the long sleeve leather gloves, they'll even protect your arms as well while you do the pruning. Knowing what kind of roses you have is a guide to how you should prune them, so hopefully you have an idea about what kind of roses you actually have. There are two categories, the hybrid tea and the grandiflora roses, that require very hard pruning. These roses are bred to have long-stem single roses, and they're really great for cutting, but that growth habit makes the roses tall and awkward when they grow. We cut them back to about 18 inches from the ground, and this is a really hard pruning, so grit your teeth and go ahead and get that done. Make sure you do your pruning cuts just above a bud, and preferably it should be just above an outward facing bud. That is a bud that when it begins to grow will grow away from the middle of the bush. This opens up the middle of the bush, increases air circulation, and makes the roses healthier. You also want to remove any thin, weak canes from hybrid tea and grandiflora roses. You want to retain the thick canes, the canes that are about the size of your fingers or larger. The other canes need to be removed to put all that growth effort into those big, thick canes. Now, that was for hybrid tea and grandiflora roses. If you have landscape roses, including the popular knockout roses, drift roses, and the old garden roses we love to grow, there's less specific information on pruning. That is, you have a lot more leeway. If your shrub is getting really overgrown, you can cut them back this time of the year again to control their size. We typically cut them back about one-third to one-half their height. Whatever you do, if you're trying to do some extreme pruning, don't prune them any lower than about 2 feet from the ground. Don't forget to fertilize your roses around about the middle of March to stimulate that great new growth and the beautiful flowers they'll be producing in April, May, June, and even into the early part of the summer. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.